You were telling us about the good results, I suppose, in indoor competitions earlier. But let's get to the muck and the National Intermediate and Masters Cross Country Championships down in Clarenbridge in Galway. Any good news from a Donegal point of view, other than Nikita Burke finishing second
in
Intermediate?
Yes, indeed. Quite a lot of good results and very strong performances, and a lot of happy Donegal athletes heading in this direction right now. So heading the Donegal direction. So it's been a really good week. Obviously, conditions were tough. Conditions were cold. I mean, cold to the point where athletes were being wrapped up in cover after the races. So it was real cross country. But I mean, the show always goes on in cross country, so nothing unusual in that. And I'll just take it through from the Masters men, which really kicked in. Best result of the day, really, in terms of overall performance in Donegal's story. Again, on this occasion, Donegal teams got it together. Finn Valley and Letterkenny combined very well. And the outcome of that, Finn Valley and Letterkenny combining very well, was that they ended up fighting for medals in terms of the team story. Okay, Rathfarnham actually ended up winning the team. They're the National Master Champions tonight. But Letterkenny and Finn Valley then were locked in an unbelievable battle, which ended up at 1-1-3 each for the silver and the bronze. Letterkenny getting there on count back. So Letterkenny, silver team medals, which is a really strong result for them, and Finn Valley, a strong result for them in the bronze medal. So that really indicates a really strong story for Donegal Athletics, really, at Masters cross-country level. Now, the leading Donegal... All the further good news was the leading Donegal athlete in the race was Dermot Michael Carr, who's been showing really good form for pretty much quite a few months now. And he actually won his category over 40 national champion. So he's a national Masters cross-country champion on this occasion for 2018. So well done to him. And he led that Donegal team. And another encouraging story from Donegal was Patrick McKinney. He won the over 50. And indeed, he's been winning titles, been winning races, been part of teams for so long. But today, once again, part of a very, very, very good Donegal team, a very good result for Donegal, and that they finished second team overall, Cork beating them. Cork were pretty dominant in the race, but Donegal got in for second, so good for them. And as I say, Patrick McKinney, over 50 champion, and Dermot Michael Carr, over 40 champion, so that was good. And then the other guys who made up that Donegal team were Carol Dugan finishing in 8th spot. There was Raymond Birch from Letterkenny. There was the two Finn Valley boys then, John McInhill and Seamus O'Donnell. So a very, very, very encouraging. And as I say, that team battle, 1-1-3 each. And then in cross-country, the story goes, how do you separate it? Then you go back to your fourth-scoring athlete, and whoever has the best fourth-scoring athlete gets the advantage, and on this occasion it was Letterkenny. So good to see the Donegal clubs battling it out, and medals the result at the end. You talked about Nikita Burke. Yes, she was silver medal behind Mulhare of Port Leash. Another good run for Nikita. She's having a great cross-country season, building through from novice. Now she's intermediate. Now she finishes second in the national intermediate. So, you know, the next step up for her is to impact at senior level. But today, in the progression of the athlete, Nikita Burke, this was a step up for her, and she took it on board extremely well. So, you know, coming out of soccer, football, a lifetime involved in that, and engaging in a tough world of athletics where you're on your own, where you've got to answer for yourself, and you've no team as such. When you're out there on your own, certainly there can be a team element to it, but you've got to deal with it yourself. She has adapted extremely well as an athlete and as a cross-country athlete, and has shown great results. So second in the intermediate today, Letterkenny athlete, of course, so well done to her. And then in that Masters women, again, further good results for Donegal. Donegal finishing third team. That scoring Donegal team was Katrina McGrann and Katrina Devine. She finished sixth. She was second in her age category. Fionnuala Diver was on that scoring team. Kay Byrne was on that scoring team. Again, she finished second in her age category. And Marie Harper from Castlefin was on that scoring Donegal team again. So, look, plenty of medals. And just to underline, Letterkenny scoring team was Raymond Birch, Ivan Toner, Cara Dugan, of course, and Kieran McMonigal. And the Finn Valley scoring team that got medals was Dermot Michael Carr, John McInhill, Seamus O'Donnell, and Kieran Carlin. So the other bits and pieces to add to the whole story was Noreen Boner from Finn Valley and Mark Connolly in their age categories both finished fourth. So all in all, you know, in difficult conditions, but it was the same for everybody. A good day for Donegal, and underlining, we when you get it together, when they all travel, there is going to be a successful outcome, and that was justified today.
It certainly was. But you mentioned earlier, I think, no medals for underage.
No, B championships. No medals except for a Connor. Murphy from Finn Valley got an individual medal. Other than that, nobody. Not a great. Only two or three youngsters involved in the B championships, and then in the relays, of course, Finn Valley had a full complement, but they didn't medal. So that's pretty much their cross country season all done and dusted now, Miles.
Okay. And what's next, Patsy?
Well, what's next? Let me get my head around the National Senior Track and Field Championships in Dublin next weekend.
The indoor.
And that's on for 2 days, next Saturday and Sunday. So we look
Abbottstown,
forward.
Is it, Patsy?
Abbottstown it is, yes.
Okay.
And as it was last year. So looking forward to that. And hopefully, again, we'll have an opportunity to see some Rilecki. And let's see if John Kelly will be defending his shot put title, etc. So let's see how all that unfolds next weekend.
Okay, Patsy, thank you for joining us. Safe journey home.
Thank you very much.